All right. So this is a tale of Instagram possibly costing a young lady a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will read and we'll discuss. Interesting story. Emily Clow, a 24-year-old from Austin, Texas, recently applied for a marketing coordinator internship at Kick-Ass Masterminds. First of all, I can't take you seriously as a business if your job, if you're calling yourself Kick-Ass Masterminds. Yeah. I feel like that's what like freshmen in high school made for like their project.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yes.
They come up with like a business model. Yeah, we're going to call ourselves Kick-Ass Masterminds. Yeah. And like, there's the first deduction.
Fucking A real estate.
Yes.
Fucking A real estate.
I feel like fucking A should be more fucking A brothel. I feel like it shouldn't really be a real
Welcome estate. To fucking A Real Estate. We'll sell your house in the quickest amount of time. Right? That's right. I went with fucking A, and they sold my house in 4 days. And all I've got to say is fucking A. That's right. Fucking A Real Estate.
Wait, you should have some explosions during the ad.
He's fucking doing the voice. You should add the explosion. Yeah, really. The guy. He fucking does a bit impromptu. And she's like, man, it could have been better if you would have had a little pyrotechnics. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I was
pretty good. His eyes were fucking out.
Special effects.
That wasn't on there. Nobody anticipated that. You like, it was okay.
A ho-hum.
It was okay. But if you have,
why don't you enhance instead of fucking tear down?
Because
Move on.
I'm doing it like a kid. You know, it's like,
Scott, you're tired.
Thank you, sir.
We need some explosions.
Pip's not a team player. You could have fucking brought it up to us in production.
Yeah, right.
Fucking got to out him like that. He did a fine job with
thank
that.
Thank you.
Nice improv.
And that means nothing coming from you now.
But I want explosions.
You're going to fucking explode.
Oh, that's funny.
Explosive helix. Anyway, they're an Austin-based marketing company founded and primarily run by women that says it is hell-bent on helping entrepreneurs is the word, grow businesses faster than they could on their own. They're hell-bent on it.
Hell-bent!
Clow says shortly after filling out an online application, she was prompted to follow the company's Instagram account for an advantage over other applicants. When she did so, she says she was shocked to find a photo of herself in a swimsuit on the company's story along with a piece of unsolicited advice. PSA, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, the company wrote over Clow's photo, do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I am looking for a potential marketer, not a bikini model. Tell it to fucking Budweiser. Because that's part of their fucking marketing strategies, putting hot chicks in bikinis.
Half of the ads on television.
Yeah, so it works fine for marketing.
Yeah, it does.
Tits always will sell.
Yes.
Guys want them and so do girls.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, go on. No, girls want those tits.
Yeah.
They want TV tits. Mm.
Everybody wants to look at them. They want to judge them. They want to touch them. They want to have them. They want to whatever they want to do.
Well, you know what? My motorboat would have been better with explosions. I'm sorry, Pip.
It would have been.
You want to know something? We were on WGMG radio for Fragile Sky a couple of weeks ago, and the DJ, the photo of her has, she's got.
We talked about this last week.
I know, but the funny thing is like, you know, I'm writing a very compliment thank you thing in the bit, and Dennis chimes in, those are big tits. Shut up, you fucking lummox. She went to Hawaii on vacation. You got to chime
in. And Joe's girl said on the car ride home, so Joe, do you think they're big tits? What do you think?
And you know what? Those boobs would have been better with explosions.
And Joe said, what tits? She had tits? I had no idea she had tits.
Yeah, because she knocked your eyes out with them.
I better go back and check and see what Dennis is talking about. And that made it worse.
Let me take a good look.
So was that the summary of the ride? Anyway. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, it added. But this is not doing you any favors in finding a professional job. Angered by the post, Klaus sent a screenshot of the company's story to She Rates Dogs, a popular Twitter account that features user-submitted content highlighting unsolicited advances, threats, and demeaning insults women experience on social media. Nice tits would be an example.
Absolutely.
The account shared the photo on Monday, where it has since racked up over 51,000 likes and more than 5,800 retweets. This girl applied for an internship at a company and they put up the screenshot of her in a bikini on their company Instagram, publicly telling everybody they wouldn't hire because of this photo it wrote. Since the exchange went viral, the company has been forced to take down its social accounts, podcast page, and website because of continued numerous death threats and thousands of harassing messages, Kick-Ass Masterminds CEO Sarah Christensen told The Know. Isn't that amazing? It always devolves into death threats. No matter what it is, the social justice always devolves into
death threats.
Is that really part of justice?
I kill you!
And then I eat your poop.
Yes.
Contrary to what She Dogs wrote on Twitter, Christensen say Clow has not been disqualified over the bikini image at all. There was no communication or saying she was disqualified, the CEO said in email. I have an email communication from her yesterday still expressing interest in the position after the post. In an October 1 email, which Christensen shared with In the Know, Cloud resent her resume and cover letter and said she hoped to hear from the company soon. She also asked that the company please take down the picture of me from your Insta story, a request Christensen claimed she honored immediately. Cloud, however, told the In the Know she only chose to take the matter public on her own personal Twitter and Instagram accounts after the company blocked her following multiple requests that the photo be removed.
Wow.
No, Clow also shared a screenshot of her direct messages with the company that took place shortly after sending her aforementioned follow-up email, which she says she wrote to show professionalism. In the exchange, Clow reiterates her request twice before she was allegedly blocked. I didn't tag the company publicly on Instagram until after they had blocked me, Clow explained it to In the Know. I am not sure if they took it down immediately. I asked them to take the story down three times, and after they implied that I was in fact disqualified, she said, noting the company had wished her the best of luck in your job search, unlike I did with one of my girlfriends that said, good luck in your future endeavors. That's what I do when I break up. Is I wish you luck. I put we. We wish you luck in your future endeavors.
And here's a pink slip.
A phrase frequently used by potential employers while dismissing job applicants.
Yes.
It's a good way to let down a scam or two. Mm-hmm. Their actions implied to me that a bikini pic did come into the factor when reviewing my application, Chloe added. I would never have expected that they would use my application as an attempt to educate others about how not to apply for a job. Although Chloe said she was baffled by the company's action, she also took to Twitter to write that she was astounded by the support she received on social media. I was objectified earlier today by a company because of a picture of me in a bikini. They claimed it made me unprofessional. I appreciate the support from everyone, she later wrote. It has truly been a whirlwind day. When asked about the inspiration behind the offending social media PSA, the CEO of Kick-Ass declined to comment. I don't think a bikini shot should disqualify you from a job.
No, and also, whoever you're applying to the job, those people shouldn't be taking this and scolding you over it without your consent. And especially, I find it interesting that it's a primarily woman-owned company.
Yeah, but women are twats. Wow! You can't trust them.
What? No.
I don't. That's why I break up with them. Move on!
No, I agree. There's no reason why she shouldn't have gotten a job because she was living her life, and
they told her to follow!
I know.
So what's she supposed to... She has to scrub her social... Listen, if you're sitting there topless, hobnobbing on a cock, I get a point. I got a point.
Yeah.
But even that shouldn't really be used against you. I mean, so what? She likes dick. But that I would say that makes her better qualified for the job.
Gavin in the boardroom.
I'd be excellent in the boardroom. You need a businessman to run this country, Jeff. Yeah. And I'm the businessman you need.
Well, the thing,
locker room talk.
I mean, there is a certain thing about, you know, some women are jealous. I mean, maybe they were like, oh, look at that, because they don't have a nice body. They could wear a two piece,
like,
or something.
I don't think they would even do that if it was a fat chick. Like, they're not gonna fat shame the fat girl for wearing a bikini.
Never know.
They would. I feel like they were doing this because this woman, you know, she's in shape.
She's in shape and she's attractive. And there was absolutely nothing scandalous about what she was doing, what she was wearing.
It's her Instagram account.
There was nothing wrong with what she was doing.
And somebody posted, because we put this up on our on social media, somebody posted, you know, I hire people all the time. I'm in Florida. I'd be surprised if an applicant wasn't in a bikini.
It's like, what, you're not allowed to swim if you're looking for a job now?
And this is Texas. It's hot there.
Crazy.
And the thing about it is that they wrote the public service announcement, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this. The company wrote over Clow's photo, do not share your social media with a potential employer. If this is the kind of content on it, I'm looking for a potential marketer, not a bikini model, that you ask them to show their content. And it's not on her resume.
Right.
Okay, and these are
this, you know what? You shouldn't be like bribed into following a company on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think they would have done this with a guy. Like, if a guy's wearing a Plum Smuggler or Speedo, are they going to say anything? Probably not.
Probably not. But also, the thing is that Plum Smuggler. I never heard that term before. No, okay. No, but it was very vivid.
Oh, shit.
We'll pause while Pip laughs at the joke.
Do me a favor. Can you get the paper towels, Joe?
Yeah, right. This could be messy. Yeah. Why is there a tarp down? We painting? Sort of.
You sort of.
Well, it is raining outside and inside.
I just think that it's ridiculous. It's smug. It's really old-fashioned. What are they... what are they looking for? Somebody who just sits there and makes doilies all day?
Yeah, the people that were in Dabin's audience this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the, but I think what Cloud did was great. She sent that screenshot to She Rates Dogs, a popular Twitter, because she took what they did and turned it around and threw it right in her face.
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo.
Yeah.
No, she handled it right. She's not getting that job.
No, she's not.
Do you
but
really
you know
want to work for these assholes?
No, I think it's wrong to make people follow you. I think I told this on the air. My wife's company wanted her to follow them on social media and everything, and I guess so, and allow her to be followed on Facebook, and she, her Facebook's private.
Yeah,
she doesn't really post a lot. But she said no. She's like, you can fire me over it. She's like, that's mine.
Yeah, no.
And because she's so good at her job, they go, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, how dare you? What you want a peek into my private life, and then you're going to punish me for it?
I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, so what you're saying is we can't have social media. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Don't have social media.
Because
so then don't invite it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, then don't be trying to get people to follow your social media with their social media.
Yeah, I mean, this girl is 24 years old, and what do you think is going to be on her social media? Her hanging out with her girlfriends, her having fun, you know, a picture of the family and stuff like that. I mean,
At least it wasn't a whole bunch of, like, you know, drunken, scantily clad, you know, like when people are partying too much and they do stuff and it's like, oh, that's not a good look. You know, like those pictures where you make a V with your fingers and you stick your tongue in it. I mean, it wasn't like anything.
That was at Joe.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like that kind of picture. Yeah. It was her just like out in the summer enjoying the sun. What the hell is wrong with you
people? Should social media posts ever be used against applicants? We've seen it used against teachers and stuff like that.
They shouldn't, but they are.
So really, we can't have social media. We can't have nice things.
Well, we can't. Yeah, we can't share it with our employers. We can't.
Listen, I know Facebook. Some of the political stuff I post has cost me work. And in comics on the right, will say that there's a liberal agencies and bookers that won't use them too. It's crazy.
Well, but case in point, that's why I was such a pain in the ass when I worked for my former day program, because I could have gotten fired if somebody saw stuff about the show.
Yeah, but you got fired, so you might as well have promoted the show while you were at it.
Yeah, I know, but
you wasted our time.
No. But I got to keep my pension. It would have been very unfortunate.
Yeah, we don't post nasty things post scammer clips. Everybody, we're fucking heroes.
No, and it would lead them to the show to listen and say, oh, yeah, I heard what you said.
You said lovely things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think she's right. I think this company looks bad.
Absolutely.
Would you allow your your day program wants you to follow them on social media, allow you to follow them? What do you do?
Because
you post some stuff that some people might not like.
I would say no. I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Listen to me. I did.
You don't want to go there.
I know. I can't post me in a dress.
No, but
he'll ask questions.
But here's the deal. We did a Platsky night at Governor's.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was, you know, and it was kind of a fine line I'm walking, because it's actually a meeting of my day job and my night job.
Yes.
Mark, the owner of Governor's, wants me to go up there and do my act and make people, because they're regular patrons out there. Meanwhile, I've got my customers in the audience.
Yeah.
And I had to walk a fine line that night. You know, because I got to go up and do the job that Governor's hires me for, but I also am performing in front of my customers, you know?
And that
night was the first time ever doing comedy where my emphasis was mostly on my day job than being a professional stand-up, you know?
So what happens if they said you have to? Would you just delete all your social media?
I would have to think it over. I would have to think it over. I'd be frank with them what's on there. You know, and if they say you have to, well, this is what's going up, and I just want to warn you.
What about you?
I think I'd become Dick Eldorado.
You're already Pip Helix.
Yeah, I know.
You can't be everyone.
No, if
that was her mother.
Yeah.
If If my
oh, that's so fucking awful. But, sorry, honey, bud.
Now Pip's gonna go. No, that's not what schizophrenia. I know. I was going for the joke.
I did. Well, did you see? I didn't ruin it. You ruined it yourself.
I know, but you were going to. I saw what you did with fireworks earlier. You can't be trusted with comedy.
I'm gonna go back. Well, meanwhile, the second mic is just laughing his balls off.
Well-placed joke. Unlike the shit I did earlier today, where nothing was placed well.
Yeah, the rest of the day you worked out.
Yeah, but the plugs.
I got
perfect.
That out of my system.
Managed to salvage at night. So.
Yeah, there you go. I knew. Well, at least as it's going through, I go, well, at least I got a story.
Yeah. You know what? That's how you get through the miserable times of your life. Oh, I got something for the show now.
Yeah. It's sad. You know? But, and you want to know something?
Show fodder.
And a lot of the comics, and, you know, we all do shows, you know, radio show, podcast shows, and we'll always talk about that. I say, yeah, it's good. You know, it's good for my show on Wednesday. It's good for, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way you think as a comic.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to School of Fools. Around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all
fall down. Shame, shame, shame. School of Fools.
Students, move to action. Walking out of classes today at a Madison, Wisconsin high school, demanding fired security guard Marlon Anderson get his job back for using the N-word. Students carried signs of support, including one that read, "Context matters."
They just pretty much police the word, and you have no leeway. If the word is uttered, you will be fired.
An 11-year staffer in the school district, Anderson confronted a disruptive African-American student being removed from campus, telling the student to stop calling him the N-word, repeating the word himself. He was later terminated for violating a zero-tolerance policy.
Respect.
The teachers' union has filed a grievance on Anderson's behalf.
Every kid and every student needs to be educated on. So I just think it was misunderstanding, and I just think it's ridiculous.
In a statement, the superintendent said, "Racial slurs will not be tolerated when said by anyone in any school setting, no matter the circumstances."
I will not be called that word. And I have the right to tell a student not to call me that.
The district says a review of the current approach around racial slurs is underway. Ron Mott.
So the student who caused this altercation had shoved the vice principal and called the security guard the N-word 15 times. No one who's watching this told the student to stop calling him the N-word. And so this guy's defending himself. And Cher has offered to pay all of his legal fees in regards to this matter.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. You know,
who said they're going to pay his legal fees?
Cher.
The singer Cher?
No, my fucking cousin Cher.
Yes, the singer. Your cousin? No, I didn't realize. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
You know, if we could turn back time.
If I could find a way.
Quickly, get the sailor suits.
Sailor suits? I'm wearing the fucking fishnets.
Ooh, ooh, hey.
I deserve it. I have to get off the residue of failure and wear something nice.
Yeah, especially if you got a cannon like that between your legs.
Here's the problem with a no tolerance policy. There's no wiggle room.
Yeah.
Like, this is clearly not why the rule was set up. The rule was set up, go, hey, you N, knock it off. The guy is saying, don't call me that. Now, could he have said, please stop calling me that? Yeah, I'm sure he could have. Yeah. And if you want to have a conversation with him about it, you can have that conversation.
In a civilized conversation, yeah, but basically, this kid is being disruptive.
No, I'm talking about if the school wants to have a conversation with the security guard after the fact, go, listen, you call, we know why. You said you were using the N-word, but you can't. We got a no-tolerance policy going forward. I know why you did it.
Right.
You can't do it. You know, you can have that conversation with the security guard, Marlon Anderson, and not fire him.
Right. Right. No, it's ridiculous when you have... It's the same sort of things when they had, prosecution minimum... sentencing. And there's... Or when you have, predator things. When somebody... You know, takes a wee in a park because it was their wee wee that was out there, a sex predator.
What?
No.
Wait, well, what?
Well, you know, that some
take
people,
a wee?
Yeah, if somebody, like, goes into.
Somebody takes a piss in a park.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the video
and
game
got
system.
Got his wang out.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it's a video game. It's the wee.
Wee, no. Pee.
If somebody takes
you said
a
wee, you didn't no. say pee.
Somebody, I know, same thing.
I'll explain.
So say pee.
Pee.
Somebody takes a piss in a park. somebody takes a piss in a park and you got your rod out and the cops show up, you they label you as a pervert when you just had to take a leak.
That's true. A lot of
But I am.
There, yes, but that's besides the fact. It's what you got charged with. But that it's like a ridiculous standard to keep. Like, oh, so now I'm a sexual predator going forward because I peed in a park. But the same thing is like this guy is getting fired because he said the word.
So we all agree that he should not have been fired.
No, absolutely not. Ridiculous. Absolutely not.
So the school is actually going to take this under advisement. The teachers' union has come to his defense.
Good.
The students, along with some of the teachers, walked out and protested. That's what you heard in the beginning of the clip. And they had conversations with the administration. So that's why it's being reviewed. Now, Joe, you frequently have said, oh, what's with these kids marching and protesting, blah, 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 blah. I would argue this is great. This is
You beat me to the punch because I was going to – yes, you're right. And it's interesting that they're marching because we're starting to see a little bit of pushback where, yeah, obviously, you know, words like that, you know, you want to kind of curtail. But I've said in the past that, you know, there's context of this.
Yeah.
And in certain situations, and oh, there's no time. And we're starting to see where this no tolerance policy is getting out of hand and they're starting to get pushback.
But what about the, but you've railed against the, oh, the protesting. I would say protesting's good.
On this point, it is.
Well, I mean, everybody thinks they have a point when they protest.
But still, on this point, it's interesting to see that this war on words or the war on free speech or the war on common sense is finally being addressed and pushed back on.
Yeah, it's not sensible to say if anybody says the word fire, they're going to get fired. And it's like, but wait a minute, the building's on fire and I had to tell you, you're out of here.
Exactly.
I think he's going to get his job back.
Yes, I do too.
At least, if not his job back, exonerated on it. I mean,
he wants his job back.
Yeah, he did nothing wrong.
No,
yeah.
Well, listen, like I said, you can have that conversation with him and go, listen, going forward, I know he was calling you the word. You can't call him it back. This is your warning.
Well, he didn't call him it.
No, but he said, stop. You can't use the word.
Yes.
You have to say, stop calling me that. Knock it off. Stop calling me that. You know.
Yeah, don't call me sounds like.
Trigger.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Also, you could also say, look, it's the heat of the moment. This kid is being totally verbally abusive to you. Mm-hmm. You are offended. But even though he's African-American, you're offended by him mm-hmm. calling you that word, which is a violation of your rights,
mm-hmm.
you know, or...
I don't know if it's a violation
not
of
Not
right.
a violation of rights, violation of...
well, he's being harassed at work.
Yeah, civil rights. Mm-hmm. You would say, in a way, a violation of your civil rights, even though it's an African-American...
I don't know if it's a violation of his civil rights, it's just... wrong. It's not a violation of his civil rights. It's disrespectful. The guy's a security guard. He's in a position of authority in the school. Mm-hmm. You must respect my authority.
But just as African American being called that in a derogatory sense, wasn't used in a rap song. He was being called that in a derogatory sense.
It was a bitch ass N word.
Yeah.
No, seriously. No, I didn't make that. That's because I saw an interview with Marlon Anderson. That's what he said. He was being called a bitch ass N word.
Oh, okay. Really? Oh, yeah. No.
You know, so yeah. So, and basically, he is defending himself, telling him that you don't call me that.
Yes. All right.
Speaking of bitches, we're going to do some bitches be crazy.
Bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy.
Tonight we're going to talk about a bitch that be crazy. And, of course, it happened in the lovely state of Florida.
Ah.
A woman arrested for causing a disturbance after being kicked out of a St. Pete club, police say. A Pinellas County woman is facing a misdemeanor charge after police says she caused a disturbance when she's kicked out of a club for having sex in front of other people. The 31-year-old was arrested early Sunday morning in St. Petersburg.
Got the picture. She hot?
No, there's no picture of her.
Oh, well, we don't know if she's doing a service or horrifying people. Matters. Context matters, Joe. What are you?
Context does matter. Well, so now
I mean, if it's JWoww, all right, I'm intrigued.
If it's JWoww.
JWoww!
JWoww, Nelly.
Well, here's the thing.
JWoww Nelly, that's a cool name.
JWoww Nelly.
That'll be your next one after Dick El Dorado.
Write that down, please.
Is that your name when you're in the dress?
No.
JWoww Nelly. Now that the dress has been retired, it finally has a name.
That's not, no, that wasn't the outfit I was wearing Saturday night. That was different. That was my old 80s rock star outfit.
Yeah, that was more of a blouse.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a fucking blouse with you.
I know.
Also the residue of failure. But anyway, going on.
An arrest report said she had been kicked out of a nightclub on First Avenue North for having sex in the main bar area in front of other people. What a delicious, lovely flower she is. The report states...
Well, we're all going to find out what that flower exactly is.
Apparently she was getting pollinated.
Funny. Joe, you with your bee humor.
I thought he was bringing his A game.
No, there was no explosive, so it was
a little laugh, a little laugh, a huddle who, a huddle who. Sorry.
The report states. The report states multiple security guards saw her having sex and escorted her out of the bar.
I thought they were going to tag team themselves in.
Yeah. After jerking off, multiple.
That's what I thought was happening.
We're out of lotion. All right, fellas, let's round her up.
Yeah. But that's not why she was arrested.
It's not why she was arrested?
No.
She didn't swallow. Sorry.
Wow.
That's not an arrestable offense as far as I know.
It should be. In Trump's America, it will be.
God.
That's how you get a fucking second term, Joe. You already lost the woman vote. Might as well fucking go all in. They might as well go all in and take it all down.
Funny.
See, she caused a public disturbance.
I dispert. Dispert.
Oh, she's a squirter, eh?
Well, I heard the spurting. She caused a public disturbance when she was kicked out, police say, by using profanity and causing a drunken disturbance. Officer said,
"Unhand my pussy."
Why can't I fuck by the wet bar? Why can't I?
Because that wasn't supposed to be a wet bar. You made it that way.
It was fine before.
Now it's a wet bar. It's a slip and slide.
Oh, God. Officer says she had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech and had trouble walking and standing.
Well, that's
because
she was fucking a black guy, you know? She's going to walk a little funny. Oh, fuck her. She'll be fine.
After the pounding she was getting, yeah.
Walk a fucking balance beam when I'm done with her.
By the way, give us that bar stool back.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's Satan's comic.
Huddle, huddle, huddle who?
Classic jokes from comics we don't see.
That's
oh,
right.
True.
Okay, Joker.
That's Justin Fade.
Justin Fade, yeah. We're talking about him when we were in, where the hell were we? Over in Louisville. Louisville.
Oh, yes. Because we ran out of
Johnny,
conversation.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why she got in trouble, because according to the arrest report, she yelled, "Fuck you!" and "What the fuck!" many times, and stated, "This is why police are getting shot!" Officers who filed the arrest report said she also said, "Y'all ain't shit! And you motherfuckers, I got a lawyer!" She continued to use profanity and would not stop, the arrest report states. She was very uncooperative and did not accept responsibility for her actions. She was arrested by the St. Petersburg police and charged with
disorderly. You know, hold on right there. No, she was cooperative. She was letting somebody fuck her. She's being a team player.
Well, no, she stopped being uncooperative when they took her out of the bar.
Yeah, they were being rude.
Why? Because they were touching her and putting cuffs on her.
No, because she's doing it. She's being a team player. You know,
I don't know if there was a team on her.
You know, so much of it we've talked about before. So much of the country is divided. She's bringing people together. They are coming together, and these cops are not minding their own business. Security guards, fuck you.
Actually, I think she got interrupted before anybody was coming together.
You know, these fucking security guards. There's a fucking fat guy hitting on a hot chick over there. Can't you do something about that?
Yeah, please.
I mean, it's me, but really, I should be hold off. Who do I think I am?
This is the amazing part to me.
There's more?
No. Well, a spokesperson for the department tells 8 on your side, which is the station I got.
like 69 on my
Sounds
face.
Like a gangbang. That wasn't the news thing. That was who was there.
4 on the other side. Yeah. The charge is only connected to her actions outside after being kicked out. The spokesperson said the bar just wanted officers to trespass her from the property. So, in other words, it was fine that she was fucking in the bar.
I agree.
It's when she started cursing and causing a ruckus on the sidewalk. That's when she got in trouble.
Like, we don't know if she was naked or if she was like it was just up the skirt. I mean, there's so many details.
But
as
does,
Joe often says,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, we need the full story. Yeah. It's really hard to make a ruling without all the facts.
You needed the video to really make judgment on this.
Yeah, we want to see the fucking facts.
We want to see the fucking footage.
Well, I mean, this to me was an episode of Bitches Be Crazy.
I don't think she's being crazy.
I think
she's out of her goddamn mind. I think so.
I think she's a team player, girl looking for a good time. She shouldn't have posted on Instagram, but other than that.
Funny.
I think it's really interesting that not once have they mentioned who she was having sex with.
Well, because that wasn't the offense. He pulled up his pants like a gentleman and walked himself out.
He was, you're probably just about to blast his sauce and the cops show up and it's like
God damn it.
Hey, put that thing down.
Yeah. Put down your baton, sir.
What's those two blue things there? Those are my balls.
Now they are.
Why does it got to be a black voice?
Because it sounds funnier.
Okay, so
Joe Curry, you can write your letters. All right, to Joe,
those are my balls. No, you asked me which is the better way.
The second one's funny because it sounds like a little guy who wouldn't possibly get it laid
in the middle of the bar.
Yeah, the second voice is not getting laid. First voice is getting laid in the middle of the bar. Second voice is not getting laid
on the bar.
Yeah, second voice needs like a step stool.
Would you ever be able? How drunk would you have to be to get it on in the middle of a bar?
Well, if I'm so drunk, I can't get it up. I'm assuming.
Oh, there you go.
But in the middle of a bar.
Yeah, could you?
No, because I don't even have the balls to talk to women, so let alone fuck them in public. I mean, it's not me.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenblatt. Thank you for that in-depth thing. You heard it. He doesn't.
Did you say in-depth?
Well, then fuck them in public.
No, actually, you know what? I have fucked in public, but not in front of a live studio audience. You try to do it in a discreet place.
Where was this?
It's been places.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been places. Mm. My misspent youth. Parks, no, dugouts, under bleachers.
Crowded place. I mean, you know.
A giant stadium. Anyway.
Really?
Well, wow. I think that was like a hand job or something.
Wow.
But that doesn't sound like your misspent youth. That sounds like your well-spent youth.
It's the first time. Yeah, I guess the Giants or the Jets are the only one that hasn't been fucked there. I guess you're in the list now.
I was seeing ghosts.
afterwards.
But if I thought, like, if I could do it in a corner where I thought, like, nobody could really see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see myself doing that at some point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I
could. Now I'm too old. Now I'm a creepy old guy doing it, like, probably fucking some hag.
I don't even know. I'm a prude, I guess.
Well, we've established that. Actually, Joe's girl's established that.
Thanks, Joe's girl. Inquiring minds wanted
to know.
He's
no longer the thigh blaster he used to be. He's like, that's going to leave a mess. We should put down some towels before we get started. Don't you agree, dear? Why do I have to participate? I thought this was a job for you and her.
Yeah. You're being called into service.
I don't like threesomes.
Never was shy with me.
So you've never had sex in a public place?
No.
You?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I was trying to think.
You used to have a whole list.
What do you mean?
A list of places to have it. Then I got old.
Oh, yeah.
I'm less interested.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. Well,
that was after a sandwich or something.
There's nothing after a sandwich but a nap, Joe. What are you talking about? After a sandwich.
Well,
there's no after sandwich.
Let me tell you something. Joe's girl and I went out to dinner on Sunday.
Oh,
you
tell.
Had a big meal. And then
you're talking about food, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were so tired, we had to take a nap.
I almost blasted the soundboard there.
This isn't a fucking bar.
We had to take a nap after
the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes you because
we're old.
Because we're old. Yeah.
And food's good.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are good.
But yeah. I mean, that was like a thing to do. There was the whole danger, the whole excitement.
Well, I mean, do you think consider in a car public?
I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that. But
whore.
I mean,
whore.
Yeah, and
I told you, like, I was like hooking up, like, we weren't having sex, but it was like in the middle of a dance practice in college on the hood of my silver Camaro. Me and a fucking girl just like,
in the middle of dance. What, you drive the car into the studio?
No, it was for homecoming. See, so the fraternity guess
yeah, ha 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 ha. Was more like hood coming.
Children.
She's all sophisticated with the shirt.
I know. See,
your jokes do not move me, sir. Move on.
It elevates.
I've told this story before.
No, wait.
Fraternity and sorority, we get together, got to rehearse a dance for dance practice.
Okay.
So me and this girl, one of the my partner. Was it my partner? Yeah, it doesn't fucking
apparently
matter.
In the story. Yeah,
yeah. For points of this story, she was. I don't know. If she was my dance partner, but she was my partner. And yeah. So this was like I guess 95. So we were hooking up on the hood of the Camaro. The Camaro was a good hood for hooking up. It was like it was strong. The old Camaro bodies, they were wide. It's a good hood. I was thinner. She was thin.
Did you know her before the dance practice there?
Not well.
Really?
Maybe a couple times, like we got to, but yeah, not well. It wasn't like a long term.
So did you go out for drinks and shit like that?
No, we passed out, woke up at 2 a.m. and took her back to my place. And that's where fucking stupid me fucked up. First of all, I at some point my hand was down her pants. I know this.
Okay.
How drunk were you?
Yeah. I wasn't drunk. I was tired. Was I drunk? No, I wasn't drunk.
There is no such thing as that tired.
No, but I mean, it's a long time ago. Yeah. But here's how lame I am. So like I got to like, so she was one of these people that called herself a virgin, but you could do everything else, but whatever.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit stuff right away. Okay. Whatever. So I had a twin bed.
Right.
So we'd messed around with her, but I was like a fucking gentleman on some level. So I let her have the twin bed, and I slept on my stupid futon. Ugh.
Why aren't you a great guy, Sir Galahad?
I don't think you have to be nasty about it.
Well, after you're going for it now, isn't that like better to cuddle in the twin?
Because I had this weird fucking sense of chivalry.
M'lady, you sleep in the bed. I'll lie on the futon while my balls look like hoppity hops.
No, we only have one. One's deflated. Pew,
hoppity hops.
Then I went home for Passover the next morning.
Wow. Yeah, apparently you passed over last night too.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. But I mean that was the thing when you're young. When you're young and you have a sense of how attractive you are,
yeah,
or don't have a sense of how attractive you may or may not be, you're doing shit in public.
Mm. Yo, yeah.
I lost all sense of that by 31. I was well aware of what I am.
Well, by back in the romp and stomper days in the 20s and stuff like that, you had to get while the gettings was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I got to wear blouses.
And that brings all the chicks to your yard?
My milkshake and the blouses bring all the chicks to the yard. But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think she's crazy. I think she's a mess.
Oh, I think that's crazy. That's,
she's drunk.
Well, multiple security guards saw her having
sex.
Yeah,
you've seen drunks.
That's not subtle. Yeah, I've seen drunks.
You know,
yes, I have.
Got that drunk power.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just picturing how much is going on that they're all like at the same time. Oh, you know, was this like she was the Bronco?
I mean,
everybody was riding, or
hey,
what's
Bill,
going on?
Bill, you bring a tuna fish sandwich? No, I didn't bring a tuna fish sandwich. Jimmy, did you bring a tuna fish? Hey, there's a drunk broad getting plowed over there.
Oh, that's what it is.
I mean, somebody got a whiff of something. I mean, who's going to, you know who probably ratted out? Some chick. Some chick who wasn't getting any, who was a dried up old twat, saw this girl having the time of her life, and she goes, pulling on the security guy's shoulder.
Excuse me.
Look over there. Are you going to do something about that?
Yeah, because I can't get any because my flu looks like the Munster staircase, so nobody's going to have any fun.
Yeah, that's how it went.
And there's a bunch of guys standing there with their hands on their pants watching.
Yeah.
No, hand on their beard. It's a fucking gentleman.
There's another hand.
He's doing it wrong. Oh, how's he getting that position? Oh, yeah. I'd get a cramp. Want to get a sandwich? Yeah, we'll take a nap. I mean, that's what's going on around the circle.
Hey,
anybody have a pinball game? We could put her on the pinball machine.
Oh, there's a movie like that.
Is there now?
There was. Yeah.
I played in one of the bands I played in Emerald. We were doing a gig.
Emerald?
Yeah.
That was a gay name.
No, it's not. There was
No, it is. It's a gay name.
They named it after they were very big Thin Lizzy. The guy, Mike, my buddy, and Louie, the drummer, stuff like that, very big Thin Lizzy fans. So it was a band I joined and called Emerald. Yeah, so we were doing a gig, and we were playing this bar, and there was this, I think this guy was getting blown in the back of the bar, and we were all just sitting, my buddy Mark's taking like this long guitar solo, and we're just
let
watching.
Let the guy finish.
We're just watching.
Yeah. Of course you are.
How can you concentrate on what you're playing while you're watching this?
That's the keyboards. He didn't have much to play.
No, he was soloing. We were just playing simple chords and stuff like that. And earlier in the night, this drunk chick comes up, and my drummer gives her a tambourine. This is a different chick. And she's running around half the night with the tambourine. It sounded like an out-of-control ice cream truck. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I wish I was in a band.
well, musicians do get chicks.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Comics used to get chicks in the 80s, but as far as my scammer girlfriend's concerned, they still get chicks. But not so much anymore. All right. So I don't think she's crazy. Joe, you think she's crazy?
I think she's out of her mind.
I think she's having a good time. All right. Let's, speaking of crazy bitches, let's talk.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
All right, a pair of underpants believed to have belonged to Adolf Hitler's wife, Eva Braun, sold for nearly $5,000 at an auction. The monogram pink silk knickers, I said knickers, which came from a prior European World War II collection, sold for $4,620. The anonymous phone bidder also bought Braun's cotton nightgown while breathing heavily into the phone.
Yeah, really?
British auction house Humperton Ellis also sold a gold-plated bracelet bearing a swastika, which belonged to the wife of Nazi leader Hermann Göring. Eva Braun was Hitler's mistress and later wife. She married him in 1945 and died by suicide with him the day after because he wasn't well hung. We talked about this. He had a micropenis.
Micropenis.
You finally get a micropenis. He's going, fuck, I got nothing. The Allied forces are coming, and I got to fuck this guy. I'm out.
Yeah, right.
Peace out, bitch. There continues to be a perennial interest in personal artifacts from such notorious high-level World War II figures, and accordingly, such items, even without provenance, command high prices, auctioneer Jonathan Humpert said in a statement. The auction house said the items were bought by an unknown UK bidder. It is not illegal to sell Nazi memorabilia in the UK, but some auction houses refuse to. It has long been our view that it is not appropriate for items like this to be on the market for personal profit or macabre interest, but rather placed in archives, museums, or in an educational context. Karen Pollock, chief executive of the Holocaust Educational Trust, told CNN. Several leading auction houses and online sites already rightly refuse to sell such material, and many countries have ban the sale of Nazi memorabilia. Perhaps it is time for clear regulation on the sales and items here, she added. I would not buy Nazi memorabilia.
No, nor would I.
Joe?
Not really, no.
I feel like your pal would.
No,
I'm not saying that as a judgment way, but considering the considering what the logo that he had on
well,
the
here's the deal. I got my friend Pete, and Pete was a World War II buff. And the thing about Nazi memorabilia is people do like it, but not for the sense that of hatred, of the design. A lot of the design went, into this. You know, some of the designs were very cool.
The craftsmanship.
Well, just also so the design. If you ever notice, and it's a Nazi uniform, is almost looks a lot like the New York State Troopers uniform back in the day.
Not helping the police, by the way.
It's not so, but what it was is Hitler liked the design and wanted the Nazi uniforms to look like that.
So I brought the Japanese in for some feng shui.
You know, so basically, a lot of people that buy this stuff are not racist. They're World War II buffs.
Well, I do understand that there are history buffs that are, but there you have to admit that there are some people that have some really shady reasons why they like this sense of macabre about the things that they're buying.
Would you buy any memorabilia from a killer? Jack the Ripper, Ted Bundy?
No,
and I don't understand what the attraction of Eva Braun's underwear is.
Scratch and sniff.
Silk panties.
Like, how do you know they're hers, though? Does it, like, smell like bratwurst and herring? I mean, how do you prove something like that?
Big old EB on there.
Oh, that's how you know. BVDs and her EBs.
That's my girl.
There could be anybody's.
I kind of feel like I take Joe's point, but I kind of feel like this is not stuff that should be sold in private collections. I kind of feel like this best be left for museums and educational purposes.
Well, in this case, where the hell? I mean, you're gonna walk through a museum? Oh, Eva Braun's panties.
Yeah, what's the educational purpose of Eva Braun's panties?
They had twats too. They're just like us. No, I mean, listen. Like, you're not gonna display everything. Like, this would.
That's what. Hence the underwear.
No, but I mean, like, this would be like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, with the Ark, how they put it in a box in a warehouse, never to be seen again. That's what you do with Eva Braun's panties.
Yeah.
Don't need to. I don't think they need to be sold for profit.
And what do you do if you have these?
Put them on your head.
Do you put them in? Absolutely.
Maybe go out to a bar, try to get plowed by a couple of nice German fellers.
I mean, do you frame them like you do, like your
my Wayne Krabbe jersey? Well, if I can get an autograph.
Well, no, that's bad.
I would want to know if they were game used.
Oh God! What? Yeah, I. No, I don't.
But you know,
what
people do buy panties. People buy panties of like their favorite porn stars, like, and they want them to get all their juices on them and everything.
I know. Oh,
You go to Japan, they sell panties in like little machines, like you buy soda pop.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not making it funny.
That's I know you're not making
I didn't make
funny.
One earlier. I'm not making one today.
You make one this afternoon.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, they do sell Japan. They sell panties.
Used panties.
Yeah, in a vending machine.
Wow. We are degenerates, aren't we?
No, the Japanese are.
Oh, yes.
But I get the attraction. Listen, if I was a Nazi enthusiast, I get why you would want to buy it. But I don't really think that society should be catering to the Nazi enthusiasts.
Ooh, Jazz Girl said, Hitler sperm in them.
Hot. So hot. Go on, Joe's Girl. What else you got?
Tell us more.
I blasted my sauce in there.
Is that sperm? No, it's the Luftwaffe. Yeah.
Can I get DNA off of that and clone him? Oh, God.
Mm, delicious.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I just don't think they should. What? No? I don't think they
should
sell
it.
Too soon. I don't think they should sell it.
I don't either.
Joe?
Yeah, why not?
No, I think we've discussed why not.
Why not?
Because it's bad.
Well, it's like that museum that we went to out in Las Vegas where they had that one room full of killers memorabilia.
Listen, you're lucky you got out of there alive.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Why?
What a fucking waste of day that was.
Oh, God.
I almost killed you. Don't worry about the doll. Worry about the dummy behind you.
Uh-oh.
It was a poker chip museum closed.
And I don't think Pip was aware of it. Yeah. This museum stunk on ice. We had to wait outside without ice. It was fucking hot out there.
It was hot.
Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, no, I don't think they should. I don't think they should sell it.
No, it's gross.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our last break, short break, and we'll be back with Ann Jackson.